Lively Stones Meditations for 13th March 2023. Anointed King. Reading from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7 and verses 11 to 13. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." And Samuel said to Jesse, "Are all the young men here?" Then he said, "There remains yet the youngest, and there he is, keeping the sheep." And Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and bring him, for he will not sit down till he comes here." So he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, with bright eyes and good looking. And the Lord said, "Arise, anoint him, for this is the one." Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose and went to Ramah. At the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem, the chrism oil, which will be used to anoint the king at the coronation in May, has been consecrated by the Patriarch of Jerusalem, His Beatitude Patriarch Theophilus III, and the Anglican Archbishop in Jerusalem, the Most Reverend Hossam Naum. The oil has been created using olives harvested from two groves on the Mount of Olives at the Monastery of Mary Magdalene and the Monastery of the Ascension. The Monastery of Mary Magdalene is the burial place of His Majesty's grandmother, Princess Alice of Greece. The coronation oil is based on the oil used at the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II, the formula of which has been used for hundreds of years. It will also be used for the anointing of Her Majesty, the Queen Consort. BBC News. We may think that much spoken of in Scripture is dead and gone, and that past traditions and practices have no relevance in the modern world. Certainly, many in the world would like to believe so. Indeed, many believe in no belief, thus confounding themselves twice over. However, anointing is of relevance to all believers. The coronation of the king is of great significance and resonates even if you are a Republican by conviction. A previous King Charles, Charles I, was a strong proponent of the divine right of kings, that as an anointed king, he had been empowered by Almighty God to rule and reign in this temporal realm. And the practice of the king's anointing derives from ancient times. And Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, or President of Presidents and Ruler of Rulers for that matter. The book of Revelation confirms that we are each one kings and priests unto God. But to be so, there has to be an anointing. It is the one thing that identifies and confers the kingly status on a believer. You and I are unlikely to be anointed with oil consecrated by the Patriarch of Jerusalem. But if we accept Jesus Christ as King and Lord over every aspect of our lives, He will anoint us with the oil which is the Holy Spirit, opening heaven's door that we may enter into His presence. Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. Meditate on these things. Revelation chapter 1, verses 4 to 6. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne. and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And finally, prayer requires honesty. Ask means beg. Some people are poor enough to be interested in their poverty, and some of us are like that spiritually. We will never receive if we ask out of our lust rather than out of our poverty. A pauper who asks from no other reason than the abject, panging condition of his poverty is not ashamed to beg. Blessed are the poor in spirit. From My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers.